said, "Wake up. We have something to discuss, you and I." I saw the way you were looking at my brother. Don't pretend that you didn't look at my brother in that way. I know you. I can read your eyes and the way you looked at him. It makes me angry. And you know, you don't want to see me angry. I lose control. And I don't know what I'm doing. I need you to understand something. I am your boyfriend, and you are mine, and mine alone. That means that I am the only one that's allowed to touch you. Not your friends, not your parents, not your brother. Not my brother, only me. Do you get that? Good. Now, if I ever see you looking at my brother that way, or God forbid, if I ever see you together with him doing some stuff I don't like. Like, for example, touching his arm, or hugging him, or laughing at his stupid jokes, I will lock you up and keep you to myself forever. You understand? You are mine, okay? I'm sorry I had to wake you up like this. I had a bad day at work, and coming home to you, let's say it's the only thing that makes me happy. But then I saw my brother in the hallway before I entered the room. And he said, "You guys had fun together." What does that mean? You guys played a board game together. What was it called? Oh, that's his favorite one from when we were kids. Of course, I used to beat him every time we played, but he still enjoyed playing with me. Okay, you get one extra chance to prove yourself loyal to me, okay? Anymore board games with my brother. And if I can It's coming for you. I'll lock you up in my bedroom forever to keep you all for myself. Now, it is really important that we understand each other, okay? So, I'm going to tell you once more. You are not allowed to talk to any boys at all. I mean, your friends. Sure, you can talk to your friends, as long as it's girl friends and not boy friends. Because I'm the only boy that's allowed to talk to you. You hear? And you are not allowed under any circumstances to look at a boy in a certain way that would give him the wrong idea. Bad things could end up happening to that other boy. You are mine. I hope you understand that I am only telling you all of this because I really, really love you. I don't want to hurt you. And that's why I'm making all of these rules. Nothing will happen to you if you just follow these rules. But if I see you break them, things might get really, really ugly. Now, I am going to go downstairs and talk to my brother. You know, have a little brotherly conversation with him. I'll just make sure he never, ever plays any board games with you again. I might have to hurt him a little to make him understand, but it's worth it to me. You are my everything, and I would hate to see you sneak away with someone else like a snake. But you won't do that, won't you? I know you'll be loyal to me for the rest of your life. I know that you will never do anything to upset me again. I know I can count on you to keep making me happy and me alone. Now, it's still a couple of hours before we have to wake up again. So, I suggest you come over here, come into my arms, and I'll not let go of you. I need to grab you while I sleep. I need to know that you are there in my and not in anyone else's, okay? Only then my mind will be at peace, you know? So get your butt over here. That's better. I'm sorry if I sometimes scare you with the things I say, but I think it makes you understand just how much I care about you. I don't want you to make a mistake that will cost us the thing we have now, you know, our relationship. I just love you too much to let you go. So please, just follow my rules. So much. I wish I could feel your warmth the whole day long, but we both have our own life separately from each other, and I respect that. You stay loyal to me and you return to my bed at night to keep me satisfied. I love you. Good night.